I'm Vicky Marek. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this week, a naturalist takes Elspeth hunting for hazelnuts.
I'm walking in the woods with Elise LeDuc near Flume Pond in Falmouth. LeDuc works as a coastal scientist and is training as a naturalist. And today, she's teaching me how to see a common shrub that gives us delicious wild nuts.
So, today, we are looking for hazelnuts. Although this is not the time to go foraging for hazelnuts, this is one of the easiest times of year to find hazelnuts. So, foraging for hazelnuts is really more appropriate in late summer, early fall, so around September. But this time of year, their catkins, the male flowering component of the plant that produces all the pollen, are really obvious, dangling from the branches. And with no leaves on any of the trees or shrubs, this is the time of year you can actually see them.
Once you see the catkins, they're everywhere. But later on in the summer, the hazelnuts will be obscured in a sea of green.
And so hazelnuts, they don't grow very big. In Massachusetts, they typically grow as a fairly small shrub. I've never seen them more than 10 or 12 feet tall. So they're essentially part of our understory.
And are there different species in the Northeast? Or are we pretty much looking for one specific kind of hazelnut?
So there are two different species of hazelnut that are native to New England. The American hazelnut and the beaked hazelnut. We could be looking for either one because it's, first of all, they're both edible. They're very similar looking.
This time of year, it's hard to spot the differences, which are mostly in the leaves that encase the nuts. The leaves covering the American hazelnut are more rounded, whereas on the bird's beak, they're elongated like a bird's beak. One way to distinguish the American hazelnut right now is by looking for small, bristly black hairs on the end of its twigs. Suddenly, we turn a corner on the path.
Wow. I got a wow. We found the patch of hazelnuts.
It's big.
It is.
So I'm seeing lots of the catkins, which I'm just going to describe them. They almost look like a caterpillar, except with little blank spaces if you look closely. And they're dangling down off the branches, and they're kind of like a pale yellowy beige.
Yeah, that's a really good description. So they actually start, if you were to come out here in, say, August, next year's catkins would already be formed, but they would be much shorter, more tightly closed, and would be a light green. And it's not until the spring when those catkins open and start producing their pollen that they elongate, and each little mini flower, essentially, that makes up that catkin opens to release its pollen.
Elise says one of the neat things about a bigger patch of hazelnuts like the one we're standing in is that they have a much higher chance of producing nuts. Hazelnut flowers are wind pollinated. So the more plants in an area, the more pollen flying around and the more likely each female flower is to set fruit.
And does each plant, individual plant, have male and female flowers or is it one or the other?
Yeah, so a single shrub can have both the male catkins and the female flowers. The female flowers are incredibly small, but quite cute. So in this case, you have 1, 2, 3 male catkins and then a single female flower.
It is cute. The flowers are tiny, even smaller than a pea, and the same deep, vibrant red as the maple flowers you see out this time of year. Of course, the point of learning to spot hazelnut plants is because they make delicious nuts. Like, I go visit my highbush blueberry spot and certain blackberry patches in the spring to see if they're flowering, so I can come back. And I'm hoping to find a patch of hazelnuts in my neck of the woods, so I can go looking in the fall for those sweet, buttery wild treats. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
By the way, Elspeth connected with Elise LeDuc through her blog, Seashore to Forest Floor, which started as a way to document the plants, animals, and fungi she's getting to know. You can find a link to that and see photos of local hazelnut shrubs and their catkins and female flowers on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.